Wayne asked us about preaching, and there's a couple of things I'd like to say, if I may, and if the Lord will help us, we'll go to Philippians chapter number 4 here in just a little bit. Thank you, sister. We sung that first song a moment ago about heaven. Boy, it makes you feel like you're near there. Makes you want to go. They informed me at the church where I pastor the other day, I can't say I'm a young preacher no more. 44. And some of the older crowd, they told me, said, you can quit saying that now. And I said that to say this. I'm not no real great, huge hurry. I'd like to do some things, see some things. Please don't think that we've lost our pilgrim identity. But if the Lord does call us home, how glorious and wonderful it'll be. Amen. Now, I love my mama. She's done gone. Love my daddy. He's gone. Got a baby that's over yonder. And brother that's over yonder. Heard the other day, another one of our preacher friends, a friend of mine, passed on. My daddy-in-law, we buried him a few days ago. And he is my friend. And so many, it's done gone on. And I look forward to seeing them. But I tell you, brother, there's nobody like him. Nobody like the Lord. It's had so much mercy. It's had so much grace. It's been so kind and long-suffering and patient. Sometimes I feel like the biggest failure it's ever been. But God is so rich in mercy. We bless His name this morning for being good to us. And amen. Thank God we are nearing the shore, but if we don't, I don't know when we're leaving. I feel close this morning. Amen. Feel like we may pull out today. And it almost seems like days go by and time passes us up. We expect Him just almost a lot of days anymore, surprised that we're still here. That's the way I feel about it, preacher. I'm surprised a lot of times that we're still here. I thought about the old preacher that passed away a few days ago. And I'm not all gloom and doom, but they tell me, and it's before my time, before my years, that, 60, 70 years ago, if you went to an independent Baptist church, you was pretty much at home. It's not like that now. You know that's right. And I don't want to throw a big bucket of cold water on this thing. But it's not that way. You don't know what you're going to walk in on. Some of our members of our church was in a building there in South Carolina, and it said Independent Baptist. They were raised Catholic. Didn't get saved. They was in their 40s. They're from Hawaii. God brought them all the way to Mount Eagle Mountain, put them at Mount Zion Baptist Church. It's amazing. And they told us that they had altar boys. Baptist church, said they had altar, said they was walking down the aisle burning incense. They knew what they was in. Said, we've been there and done that. They got up and left. I said, yeah, amen. You ought to left. I said, God left a long time ago, I'm sure. And so I don't know. I don't know when the Lord's coming. I know there's a lot to do till He does come. I know we need to be prepared and be working and watching till He comes and worshiping. And this Bible gives me great hope. I'm telling you, I don't feel like we're at Jerusalem with the first century church. We're not having to fight off Herod. We're not having to deal with Pilate and all that outfit. Don't know what we're going to have to deal with. And it's not in men where our hope's at. Ooh. It's not in what's coming up next couple of months. That's not it. And we look toward heaven to give us grace, to give us strength. No matter what we face, no matter what we deal with, we know we have a God that does possess grace that's sufficient. And I bless His name for that this morning. I don't know, preacher. I just want to mind the Lord. And, you know, here in Philippians 4, He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, He said, let your requests be made known unto God. Do you have any requests this morning? Well, I'll tell you, Brother Harvey preached to me last night. If he didn't preach to nobody else, he preached to me. I appreciate that. I know what ties me to heaven this morning. And I know what links me to the land beyond. The land of endless day. I know what it is that joins us to God's holy throne this morning. And that is this sacred office of prayer. I feel like a novice even trying to talk about it, to be honest with you. You know, by the time you think you know something about it, you've reminded what the disciples said as they labored and walked and they worshiped and they worked and they spent all those hours eating and sleeping near Him. Not one time, boy, it's a rebuke to me. Not one time, Brother Frazier, they ever say, Lord, teach us how to make an outline. And I'm not against them. I'll use them when God wants me to. But could they see so clearly what we cannot? Could they understand the depths of God's power more than we try to substitute for it? I'm just asking this morning. And they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Not make an outline. Not try to get a book of illustrations and everything else. They said, God, would you just teach us how to pray? Oh, God, just teach me how to call on you and let my request be made known unto God. It's the burden of my heart this morning. Lord, teach us to pray. Not how to make a living another dollar and how to plan for everything down the road. I tell you, if we're not careful here in Philippians 4, He said, be careful for nothing. We know what that word careful is. It's anxious. It's anxiety. If the Lord would let me preach this morning, I just feel like He wants me to talk. Listen, that word's anxiety. And if God would speak to us this morning, God's given us the cure for our anxiety. He's told us how to deal with these worries and how to approach these things that trouble us and bring uncertainties into our life. He said, let your requests be made known unto God. He said, let Him know them. Tell you, brother, if a man ain't careful, he'll try to tote all this stuff. Try to carry it. Yet these men, as we study the Scripture, seem to be so far above, so far beyond where I find myself. Peter's thrown in prison. Acts 12. James is dead. Stephen has died. Some of the greatest church leaders of that hour passed off the scene. Passed on. God's called them home. Looks like they're going to be without another one. Looks like he's soon to be gone as well. They didn't go find them a lawyer. They didn't go find somebody to pull a string. But they went to the one, thank God, that can make a difference. Maybe they did go to the one that can pull some strings. Somebody said, I need to talk to the man in charge. Praise God. I know where he's at. Hallelujah. I know who he is. And I know how to approach under his blessed throne. Somebody said, I need to talk to the one in charge. Thank God we have an open line of communication with him this morning. And they prayed. But they done something, I'm afraid. I don't know if I know anything about the locker gnats without ceasing. That's how they prayed. Somebody said, how'd they pray? I'll tell you one thing beyond a shadow of a doubt, it was without ceasing. I thought about Brother Sexton, talking about Bible conference, and I wouldn't, I'm just telling you what's in my heart. What's wrong with just taking time to pray? What in the world's our hurry anyhow? Why do we try to just run this thing and push this thing when God may just want us to fall on our face and call on Him? And let our requests be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He brought us this certainty. He brought us this promise. He gave us this guarantee. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. That's what He said. Somebody said, I need peace. I know where you can find it. Somebody said, I have trouble. I know how you can get rest. I'll tell you this morning what the cure for your anxiety is. It's letting your request be made known unto God. One preacher said this years ago concerning Acts 12. He said the angel fetched Peter out of prison, but it was prayer that fetched the angel. I'm talking about our burdens. Nichols, I'm talking about our battles. I'm talking about the benefits that God would daily load us with. The Bible that He'd have us to understand. Brother Sexton said something a moment ago, and he said, boy, it's good to know. So when I first started out, I didn't know. I knew I was saved. I knew I was changed. I was taught you'd be saved and lost. Brother Brian, thank God, through the Word of the Lord, in prayer and study, God, I didn't learn eternal security out of a Sunday school room. It may not mean much to you, but it means a lot to me this morning. Hey man, I learned it down on my knees in a pine thicket years ago beside a creek with a rock altar. That's where God worked in my heart and revealed His written Word to me and opened up my understanding to His Word. Oh, I'm telling you this morning, He's real. He's real. He's real. And He's personal, hallelujah. And He has all power. It's given to Him in heaven and in earth. That's where I'm at this morning. I'm in this earth and I need His power. I need His touch. I need His presence more than anything else. The cares of this life's choking out what God wants to do. The cares of this life choking out what God desires to do. So preoccupied with this, preoccupied with that, consumed here, busy there, running to and fro every direction. I tried to adopt a rule in my life years ago, and I know a lot of people don't understand it. I'll be the one that gives account for how I live. But I don't try to let anybody just impose God what they claim to be, what I need to be doing on my life. I mean, you don't understand. I hope that made sense. I know what I'm wanting to say. I mean, everybody will say, well, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Let's go and let's do all these things. I just want God to tell me what to do. I found things go a lot better when God does the leading. I'm satisfied with Him. I have no complaints this morning. What complaints I have, brothers, with myself. Look at myself, but I know through Him. The Bible said, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I'm telling you, Paul's writing from the prison house in Philippians. He's writing from the dungeon. Son, they didn't have a gym. They didn't have a basketball court. They didn't have a library to study law. This man is in a pit. And right before he told us how to pray, he said, it's not citywide campaign with 80 churches there supporting him. Y'all listen, I mean, he's in prison. And he said, rejoice in the Lord always. But he didn't stop there. He said, and again, oh, woo! Hallelujah! Woo! He said, again, I say, rejoice. Well, we got to keep our mind on Him. Got to keep our mind, our focus on Him. I will lift up my eyes unto the party, no. I will lift up my eyes unto the UN, no. I will lift up my eyes unto the Baptist church, no. I will lift up my eyes unto the Lord from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. It's where our help comes from. The Lord is, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. He said, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth. There is help with heaven this morning. There is cure for your anxieties today. May God help us to be mindful of Him. Preacher, I'm done. That's what's in my heart. I'm finished, Brother Sexton. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. Well, I wonder if anybody's here that struggles with worry besides me. Well, Andy, I really need to hear that this morning. I need to hear that. I'm ashamed, but I'm a worrier. I just don't have the faith I need many times. Trust the Lord. I believe we ought to pray again. That sounds so out of... We ain't even got any order to us, do we? I believe we ought to pray again. I really do. Sister King, come play just a few minutes. And there's surely some of you that need to give your cares to the Lord. Surely somebody does this morning. If you'd like to, need to, maybe it's just for me. Let's pray again for just a few minutes if we could. Come on around and we'll let Brother John preach to us. Bye.